Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, finally, oiled my microphone stand thing. So,
thank God,
it's not squeaking like a haunted house door. Mm-hmm. Anymore.
It's not squeaking and you're not squeaking about it anymore. Yeah. I mean, this has been going on for months.
Well, here's the thing though. I can turn my volume down on my microphone and adjust my mic where it needs to be, but you still hear it. That's not on the microphone ring. You hear it in the room through your, cause you don't have your earbuds very loud. And then it stops you in your tracks when I'm moving it around.
When you do it like that. You
know, yeah. And all that. So even though it can't be heard, you hear it.
Yeah, sure.
So now I fixed it for you is basically what I did. I'm such a giver.
Good. Yeah. And I'm more excited that you'll stop talking about it.
Yeah. And I started end of September and it was a problem then. So, I mean, it's been going on that long.
Yeah. I know. But it was a very intense project, you know, and involved to get it. To stop squeaking, two little of WD-40 and it was done.
And what I'm upset about is I get demoted for forgetting to do something simple like waving to Rob, but it was his job to do that to your microphone, was it not?
I got important things to do.
Yeah, this is why I'm mad.
He's usually in charge of equipment stuff. Yes.
Well, I think you had even asked him to do it one day. I was here. Mm. And I heard it.
It doesn't matter.
It does, because I got demoted.
I'm saying nobody ever does anything that I request.
That's all right, Lindsay's going to get promoted and do my job.
I'm just.
Nah, you can do this. Yeah.
You're flabbergasted.
I'm just shocked. You're not that busy, Rob. You're not that busy. Whoa, you have time to talk on the air and do your job and talk to me about food in between. You're not that busy.
I cannot leave my area because I'm always doing something here.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, computer.
Well,
she ain't taking no notes or nothing. What's she doing? Why is she not working?
I'm the talent, Rob.
No, we're about to fight.
I'm kidding. But Christmas. Not really. It's all good. It's fine.
Is it?
It's fine. It's fine. I'm not mad.
But, that's okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Nobody does anything that I ask. It's like I'm you know, the worm on the oil rig, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lowest man on the totem pole.
Yeah.
Man. Huh. I think we need a little WD-40 on the relationships in this room, you know, getting a little stiff.
And it's not like me to procrastinate either. And not have, once I realized that, that Rob had no respect for me, then I should have just gone ahead and done it then. But I kept putting it off. Because you know why? Hope.
Sure.
You know.
Hope. All you've got is some hope.
You just thought during this season of giving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody would give him a hand.
Hopes and dreams. There's crushed.
No Christmas magic in here. No. I'll tell you that. No. So yesterday, we went through the entire saga in Lindsay's home between her and her husband, Kyle, and how he's being inconvenienced, to say the least, by her being back at work. And so that is going to be today's, in case you missed it, replay. And let me just say this. Her husband gets about as much respect as I do. So we'll do that next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right. Yesterday we had a look into the hell that is Lindsay's husband's life at home and how it's been turned upside down by her coming back to work on the radio. And it is today's In Case You Missed It replay.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Okay, to catch you up where we are in the story, Lindsay has a broadcast studio set up at her home because our manager, Adam, ordered all the stuff and had it set up because we were going to be using that a lot with Lindsay. We've yet to use it, but it's taken up her husband's office, her important, you know, breadwinning husband's office at home. So what were you saying the story is now?
So I'd like to torment him as much as possible because this is the backstory. When we were discussing where this equipment was going to go, I said, let's make me a little studio in our basement. Now, if you can picture, we have a live-in basement, huge kitchen, bedroom, you know, huge living room, plenty of space. He has a pool table that he just got recently. He thought that was a great idea. He's never used it one day in his life, yeah, right?
Right. That was the same way.
Yeah, you had one. I remember. He's like, I'm going to use this all day. This is going to be my man cave, blah, blah, blah. Never goes down there. So I said, well, let me put my little studio in. No, that's my man cave. Like, I have my pool table. Just put it in my office. I'm like, that's a problem when you're working at home and I'm going to need to use this. He's like, no, we'll work it out. I'll just go into the office. We'll work it out. The fact of the matter is I haven't used it, so he can... pin that back on me like, well, you've never used it, but I'm still trying to get down into the basement, clear out some of his crap and put in my, so I want it to be in his way.
Now, here's the thing. I see where he's coming from because everything else in that house is controlled by you. Everything, every piece of furniture, every morsel that gets brought into the kitchen, everything as the, manager of the home, it's all yours. He just wants to carve out one little place in the house that he can call his, whether he's down there or whether he's not. It's just, if he needs it, it's his space.
But you're telling me he gets the whole basement and his office. Where's my she shed, as they used to call it? Where's my place?
Well, that never was a thing.
It wasn't.
Until... you know, selfish women got together and said, we're not in control of every inch of the house. So we need a she shed. We're not being appreciated enough. So women, it's okay for the woman, the wife and the mother to say, I need an escape from all of y'all. But a dad can't say that.
Well, he's got plenty of space.
Yeah. Out there on the golf course.
He's fine.
He gets to escape to the golf course all the time.
Just walk outside to the golf course. You're fine. Like, I don't just see where I'm coming from a little bit. Yeah. I know Riggins.
Well, when Jody decided that, you know, she was going to start using my upstairs office in our old house that was all handsome and, you know, thick, heavy desk and the wooden cabinets that went to the from floor to ceiling. She got that as her office with my big, handsome leather chair.
Yeah.
And I got a little dining table down in the basement for my office. So he knows that's what's going to happen. If you move anything of yours into that basement, you're going to claim the whole thing.
Yeah. He has started to go to work more, go into his office. Yeah. I think that's why.
I think in 6 months, there's going to be a new podcast on the internet called Bro Code with Kyle.
No chicks in my basement. Babe.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, so we got a few of these questions about how well do we know each other? We've been doing this show for a long, long time. People have come and gone, but we do spend a fair amount of time together, for better or for worse.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask everybody on the show questions about other show members. TJ, if Lindsay won $10,000 in a lottery, would she save it for a rainy day, spend it on a dream vacation, or buy something extravagant that she's always wanted? What would Lindsay do?
Extravagant that she's always wanted.
Avi.
That's Avi. A, yes?
Avi. He knows me so well.
What would you, just out of curiosity, what would it be?
I don't even know. I just need to think. Four Louis Vuitton bags? I don't know.
That's what I was going to say. It would be several really expensive things
yeah.
that would equal $10,000.
Yeah. But
She's going on dream vacations anyway with her family because, you know, with her husband, he travels a lot and the whole thing. And she's not saving it for a rainy day. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Have I ever saved a dime in my life? Please. Please.
Okay. So, Lindsay, if Tech D Rob found a wallet with $500 cash inside, would he return it without taking a cent, take some of the money and return the wallet, or keep it and not say a word? Lindsay, what would Rob do?
Oh, my first initial thing would be keep it, not say a word, because he sees us at the store and doesn't say a word. So it's kind of the same thing. But right. I feel like he's got a good heart, and I think he would return it.
No. Nope.
Okay. You disagree?
He would keep it and not say a word.
That's cool. That's an indictment. I might mail it to the person who I'm not going to go find him. I might, if there's an ID card, I'm not gonna steal money, but I'm also not gonna.
Well, TJ has accused you of has indicted you, basically saying you would,
because y'all always make fun of me for saying that I would try to find the rightful owner, and that's not right to keep another. Y'all always make fun of me for that, like sending stuff back to Amazon that I didn't pay for that they sent by mistake.
And, well, now that's silly.
You know, all that kind of stuff. I just figured that I didn't assume there was an ID in it.
Okay.
Did you say there was an ID in it?
No.
Okay.
If there was an ID, it would be a lot harder of a decision to make.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Lindsay, if TJ could give up one chore forever, would he choose doing the laundry, washing dishes, or cleaning the bathroom?
Oh, cleaning the bathroom? I don't know.
No.
That is incorrect.
I always say this. I would clean every toilet in the house with my pillowcase.
Okay.
Rather than empty the dishwasher and put up the clean dishes.
Okay.
That's the absolute worst.
Okay. All right, I agree.
TJ, if Lindsay could switch lives with somebody for a day, would she pick a billionaire, a famous athlete, or a celebrity chef? TJ, what would Lindsay choose?
A billionaire.
Lindsay.
Yes.
Yes. That's easy.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lindsay, if TJ could relive one childhood moment, would he pick a favorite birthday party, a memorable family trip, or his first crush? Lindsay, what would TJ choose?
Ooh.
It's a little spicy one.
What was the first one?
A favorite birthday party.
Oh, definitely not that.
So memorable family trip or first crush.
I don't know if he had any memorable family, like from childhood. So I would say first crush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they're memorable family trips for me, they're bad memories.
Yeah, right.
They're all bad.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Reagan's anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Lindsay's wearing some high heel boots today. You say you got an influencer thing going on?
Yes. I have to film some content after work. So I had to wear my cute boots, this little pearl sweater.
Is this something you're doing at the fancy mall?
No.
That you do stuff for?
No. I'm getting some work done on my TMJ. Did you hear that clip?
Oh, yeah. You told me that you going to do that.
Yeah. So I'm working that out. That actually really hurt when I just did that.
So they're going to video you getting shots in your jaw and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It actually hurts, but it feels so good if you have TMJ. Like, it hurts so good.
Mm-hmm.
Just stick it in there.
Oh, what are they injecting?
Botox.
Oh, it's Botox?
Yeah, but the needle goes right into your... Oh, it feels great. Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
You know, I have the TMJ. I'm sorry. I suffer from the TMJ.
Right.
And sometimes my jaw will pop like, you know, like your fingers pop, and it'll pop like that so loudly that it hurts my ear. Like the sound of it, like when you hear something loud and it hurts your ear, that's what it sounds like up in my ear.
I think you have it worse than me, possibly, but... I think you would benefit from this.
But I don't know if mine is, you know, yours is you're in constant pain with it.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't know if I don't have pain with it constantly, or I'm just used to it from it being that way for so many years. I don't know what a good day is.
Oh, my gosh.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. But I think you should come with me, but I told you about that.
I never thought I'd live to see the day where Lindsay's wearing pearls and getting shots in for her TMJ.
I know.
It's like, what bizarre world are we living in?
Pearls are back.
Are they back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you think she looked like an old lady?
I mean, it's kind of old lady-ish, but it's profesh.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Yeah. professional lady-ish. Yeah.
Which makes you sound profesh.
Yeah, yeah.
So you use the term profesh.
Yeah. I'm such a profesh.
The Gladyses are going to love that. Yeah. On IG. Mm-hmm.
Those old names are back too. You know?
That's true.
Pearl, Hazel, Gladys.
Wow.
Sure.
Well, how long is it going to take you?
Longer to drive there than to actually get it done.
And who's going to be videoing it?
Somebody there. Mm. Yeah.
Do you trust them?
Yeah.
To get the right angle and all?
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the engine.
No. That's more, I would think you'd be worried more about that than the needle going in your face.
Hands down. I'm worried about the angle. Hands down. Yeah. Inject me wherever you want, but get that good angle. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'd ask if you got any leftover. You want to touch up anything else?
I mean, yeah. Yeah. One, it's hard because I'll be sitting. So you know it's got to be the right angle because, you know, no one looks good sitting.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, how many needles have you had in your face this week? Is this the first time this week you're going to have needles in your face?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's a slow week then.
Slow week. Yeah. Yeah, we slow today. Yeah.
Finally, something exciting's happening.
Yeah.
Haven't had a needle in my face all week.
Yeah.
You make me sound like I don't know. I can't move.
Yeah, like you're the villain from the Saw movies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, you don't. You don't really like that. But
maybe.
But you do
day.
Always talk about how many things you. Mm-hmm. She'll do
anything
that's non-invasive.
Yeah,
she'll do it.
Yeah, she had the craziest thing. She said the other day, she goes, "Yeah, I rub beef tallow on my face."
Yes.
Wait,
yes.
What? What are you saying?
Oh my gosh.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
Oh, what a fun day. We've already started. Got a big test today that we're going to have you involved with. And that test is whether or not Lindsay's expensive home studio works. So we've been trying to get things situated and hooked up and all that. And just to let you know, the tests aren't going well so far. So we'll do that in just a few minutes.
Today's a very important day. Krispy Kreme's annual Day of the Dozens. So all you have to do is go over to Krispy Kreme, buy a dozen at regular price, and you get a second dozen completely free.
Whoa.
They do it every year. Mm-hmm. Last year, this is a better deal than last year. Last year, you bought a dozen, you had to pay $1 to get a second dozen, but now it's totally free. So people love a deal in 2024.
Mm-hmm. Well, so it's still what? How much is a dozen donuts now? Like $75?
I think
something like that.
It's more expensive than what I remember. I'm always shocked to hear the regular price of a dozen donuts at Krispy Kreme.
Donuts used to be so inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about just Krispy Kreme donuts. I mean, all donuts are way more expensive than they used to be.
Yeah.
Donuts and Mexican food.
Yeah.
My two favorite things.
Yeah, that's like the base of his food pyramid.
How do you say gouging in Spanish?
It's a problema.
What is what the Spanish is. Word for gouging?
So that is happening today. Bill Belichick is trending this morning. It is official. He's going to become the head coach of the Tar Heels football team, UNC Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
So his father coached there, I believe. He said he's excited to bring some energy to this team. So.
Yeah, because when I think energy, I think Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
And he had all these demands in his contract, one being that no matter what, whenever he's not the coach anymore, his son takes over as head coach. That's one of the things I heard is in this deal.
Really?
Yeah. So his son's going to be on his staff. That was part of the deal. And then the other deal was that he takes over as head coach whenever Bill Belichick is not the coach anymore.
Is his son the one with that mullet that does those crazy faces?
During the games, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is some kid. I would have never pegged him as the kid of Bill Belichick. But, yeah, a lot of people talking about it.
And I think he will be the first college head coach that lives in the dorm with his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. Seen a lot of that. He's probably just looking for his next girlfriend.
Because what do we say? He's 71 or something?
He's 72. I think she's 24.
Right.
Or maybe 23. Mm. Very young.
Yeah, she's my daughter's age.
Yeah, yeah. So, love at any age, I guess. And GoFundMe has been frantically shutting down all these fundraisers for Luigi Mangione. I think that's how you say it. Because they say they don't support legal fundraising. especially if it's a violent crime. So, but a lot of people are talking about putting money on his books at the prison and all kinds of things. A lot of just support
sick.
For him.
It is absolutely sick.
Yeah, it's crazy.
How people are supporting him and all because of this anti-capitalist, you know, mindset of a lot of people and thinking that because their health insurance doesn't pay when they think it should and all that, which I'm sure it does. And there are a lot of things wrong with the health insurance industry. But you don't solve the problem by gunning somebody down in the street just because they work for the company.
Yeah, kind of a crazy scene going on out there on the internet, especially. Don't book your tickets to Disney World in 2025 yet. There's a new tourist destination that is taking over the internet. I'll tell you about it next.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So I don't want to put anybody on blast. I know TJ was not happy when his vacation destination was revealed years ago and it started getting flooded by, you know, the locals, as they're called. They're the normies. Yeah. What do you call them? The people without the knowledge.
Yeah, the misfits.
The misfits.
Basically started flooding in there.
Yeah. But there's a new segment of tourism. It's called dark tourism. And in 2025, they are set to open a tourist destination in Jonestown.
No way.
Yes. Now, Jonestown is the location in Guyana, South America, in this jungle area. And it's the location of where Jim Jones, you know, had that mass suicide. He was a cult leader.
Yeah, he was a communist cult leader. He was a cult leader slash preacher whose principles that he preached were based in communism.
Yeah.
And he had brainwashed all these people and killed them all before the authorities got there to arrest them, had them kill themselves.
Yeah. 900 people passed away in a mass suicide.
Why would you go there for vacation?
Why would you want to go there? Now, I've watched just about, like you are with serial killers, I've watched about every documentary about Jonestown. Yeah. This is a fascinating story. Happened back in 1978. But do I want to go visit there? Do I need to go put my feet on the ground in the location where all these people tragically passed away? Not me.
I mean, it was just an open graveyard.
Yeah.
Like hundreds of people just would lie down for their death. And they would take, you know, poison Kool-Aid. It had cyanide in it.
I think so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And you just remember, everybody's seen the documentaries, but those helicopter shots flying around and just a massive amount of people. But apparently there was such interest from random people on the internet wanting to go there and wanting to visit. Authorities have had trouble sort of keeping the peace there. So a company has come in and decided to set up some sort of, not a hotel, but a place to stay for people that want to come through.
Is it still a wild jungle? Because that's what it was when they were there. They were just out in the jungle.
You see urban explorers or whatever they call themselves on YouTube go up there and the sign is still there. But after the gate, you can't go 100 yards back there. It's just thick jungle. So they're going to have to come in and clean it all up and restore whatever's left of it.
And I wonder what the property value of that is. And who's the real estate agent in charge of selling it?
Who's even selling it? Maybe it's the government and they're looking to make a little bit of money. But, you know, dark tourism, is there any place, would you want to go visit like the, I can't even think, like a serial, site of serial killing?
It'd be like going to Jeffrey Dahmer's apartment building.
Yeah.
Where he was cooking all of his victims and all of that stuff in Milwaukee.
Would you want to go see that?
No, God, no. I don't want to see all that.
No. Okay, good. That's the right answer, but I didn't know. I thought TJ could go either way if it was.
With those serial killer things and all those true crimes stuff, I look at that like the Grand Canyon.
Right.
I've seen it all on TV, every angle, and every possible way. I don't have to be there in person to really appreciate it. I get the weight of it without having to be there in person
and smell the smells. Yeah, totally agree.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, here we go. This is a monumental moment on the TJ and Riggins Show. I know you think almost everything minute to minute is a monumental moment, Riggins, since we don't have much of a history of the TJ and Riggins show.
Definitely.
Every day is history. Okay, so to catch you up on the saga that we've been that we got going in the last few days, our manager Adam bought Lindsay a home studio setup. The plan was that she was going to be doing all kinds of, when she can't be here in the studio with us, she's going to be doing all kinds of stuff, you know, so we won't have very much time without Lindsay. And it hasn't been used yet. She didn't even know how to use it. So we're testing it this morning. And as everybody knows, I'm not really a whiz with the operation of the equipment and things like that. I get by. So we've been kind of working behind the scenes a little bit through. So this should work, Riggins.
Well, it should. Well, a lot of things should work.
Okay. So let's see. Lindsay, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
my God.
Yay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Monumental day. Yeah. Now, I'm here. I have no makeup on. I don't even know if I'm wearing pants, but I'm here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it? This will be a video, right? It'll be on the video stuff on the YouTube.
Well, I have a shirt on.
Okay. Yeah, we see. Yeah, we wouldn't want you sitting there just even if you weren't on the video without a shirt. But we do have a little bit of a problem because she said it keeps freezing up, like the picture and the sound freezes up.
Yeah, what could that be? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not gonna lie. We just got a new internet provider, so things aren't looking good over here.
They're not providing enough.
They're not. We got Google Fiber, and Kyle is like livid about it. It keeps going, so it's probably me.
Yeah, probably. And most problems are you.
Yeah, I mean, I even had to ask Rob if I put in my headphones. He's like, yeah, like I don't know anything about this, but I'm glad it's working. I'm glad to be here.
You don't know anything about it? I thought you had gone to the broadcast school and gotten your broadcast technology degree.
Listen, I think all the younger people know about this kind of stuff, though, whether they go to school, like, you know,
they just
know
comes about naturally.
They're just born that way.
Because I think now if you're anywhere between the ages of 18 and 30, it's mandatory through the government that you have a podcast.
Yeah.
So they do. They know how to use it. All right. So that baby boy is already up running around?
He's been
around?
Up since 5 o'clock.
And that's every morning?
For the past month. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We're on a roll. So,
and he gets up making demands and stuff.
I try to put him back in the bed. He gets back up. So then I put him in my bed and he's like, let's just go downstairs and watch TV. Okay, fine.
Yeah, we've had enough of this, don't you think? Let's just go watch TV.
We're good, right? Mm-hmm. We're good here.
All right. So, we're going to take a break and then we'll see how things go with just a, you know, regular type of conversation with Lindsay and without testing equipment. We'll just act like she's here in the studio with us to see if we're getting our money's worth out of that equipment. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
All right. One thing that made it even a little bit more difficult today to get Lindsay's home studio up and running with us is the fact that Rob is at his home studio as well. He's not, as the kids say, in the building.
Yeah.
You know, so that took a little bit more. And everything was going on in texts.
Yeah.
And finally I said, I just got to call him. I'm, you know, you do this, do that. Now move it to this and on text. That's just hard.
Click here, click there.
And I'm a thumb typer anyway. That's all I use is my thumbs.
Well, sure. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a thumb typer, too.
And what does everyone else
do? I'm a one-thumb typer. I don't use both thumbs. Use the one, yeah. So anyway, there's Lindsay here. She's from her house, and that's your husband's office. It started out being your husband's office, and now you took it over as your studio.
Yes.
And he's just waiting in line to start work.
He literally said when I got out of bed, he said, you know, I work from home today. I was like, I'm hurrying. I said, this is my place. This is mine.
So yesterday when Lindsay left the show, she was going to get Botox shots in her jaws for the TMJ.
Right.
And it was a new person doing it because the last time she got it done, it was a disaster. Do you know this story, Riggins?
No.
All right. Tell them what happened.
Okay. So it's August 2022. My best friend's getting married end of September. I'm like, I need to go get a touch up on my forehead for Botox for this wedding. Well, while I'm there, I'm telling the girl how bad my TMJ is. It's terrible. She's like, you know, Botox helps that. I'm like, no, I had no idea. Let's do it. So she injects my jaw. About, I don't know, 5 days later when it sets in, I cannot smile at all. So instead of my smile going out like a normal smile, it goes up. So I'm going,
oh gosh.
This is my smile. This is my smile. So I.
She froze.
That's not what's upsetting. It's what's upsetting is I'm the maid of honor at my best friend's wedding in T-minus 3 weeks. So literally all her photos, I'm like, I mean, I've got to show you the photos.
Yeah.
So she is livid.
It looked like it changed the shape of her whole face. Yeah. She was showing Jody and me these pictures the other day. That's and it funny. Looked like she had like some sort of chin implant and too much filler or something.
It was like, it literally was kind of like, and my friend that had gotten married, she was so upset. She said, Lindsay, how could you? I said, listen, this is my livelihood. Like, this hurts constantly. You don't know the pain I go through. And I'm like making excuses, but really I didn't bet the person that did my Botox. I should have. But this person, the guy who did it yesterday, he's legit.
Okay.
Yeah, so I promise. Face, I vetted him.
Your face isn't square like Frankenstein, like it was with the other one.
Hey guys, what if it turned into that? Hey guys.
Yeah, it was rough.
That's amazing.
You ruined Mayor's wedding. That's a friend of him. You ruined her wedding.
Yeah. Oh, look here.
There's that baby boy. Look at him.
Hi. Good morning.
All right. Sorry to rush. You put your kid up on the screen, but we got to take a break. Ooh, gross. Look at Lindsay's kid.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.